Today we celebrate a very special feast, of course one which for the most part has been forgotten and laid to the side, and it is the feast that commemorates the invention or the finding of the true cross by the Empress St. Helena. After St. Constantine had been converted to Christianity, and some biographers, I think there's a lot of confusion and why, I don't know. Some biographers say that St. Helena was already a Christian. Others say that St. Constantine converted her to Christianity. But I always have heard that she was previously a Christian. Anyway, he converted after the victory on the Milvian Bridge, which was in 313. And he saw there the cross of Christ. And in the heavens appeared a beautiful shining cross and clouds and angels about it. And it said, "In hoc signo vinces," and that in this sign you shall conquer. And indeed, he conquered his enemies. And then he, first of all, permitted Catholicism, and then later on, converted and made it the religion, the official religion of the Roman Empire. And it was around this time that he began to give many things to the church, to the Holy Father, and built many churches, not only in Rome, many of which are still there, but also throughout the whole world. His mother then began to build also with her own money. And among other things, she built a beautiful basilica, a church, over her palace, which today is the Basilica of the Holy Cross of Jerusalem in Rome, because it was her desire and his desire to bring the relics, as many relics as possible, of our Lord and our Lady from the Palestine and Jerusalem to Rome. In fact, this was a very providential move, because later on, the Muslims would destroy most of what was left. There's very little, if anything, left in the Holy Land now that was there at the time of Christ. It's much, 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 much older. And so Helena decided that she was going to find as many of the relics of the Passion of Christ and whatever else could be found. Of course, obviously, there was no first-class relic of Christ, nor of the Blessed Mother, nor of St. Joseph. They were all in heaven, body and soul. However, there were many other things, like the veil of the Blessed Mother, the bowl of the baby Jesus, which is now in the Holy House in Loreto, and many other things besides. The Holy Grail, which had been taken to Spain by the brother of St. Lawrence later on, during the persecutions. And so the main thing that she really wanted to find was the source of our salvation, the true cross. Now, the Pharisees, fearing that the Christians would indeed look for relics, had them all buried all together, so nobody could tell which was which. And so no one knew, but there was a legend, as it were, a rumor that the cross was buried not too far from Calvary. And so she asked for them to dig there. In the meantime, there were visions of holy priests and the bishop, who also agreed that this was the place to dig. And so they did, and they found three crosses, and they tested them. One, of course, did nothing. It was the cross of the bad thief, St. Gesimus. Gesimus, who should have been St. Gesimus, but was not. And then his brother, St. Dismas, that was used, and a miracle was performed. And then finally, there was a funeral procession going by, and the bishop and St. Helena commanded that they stop, and they touched the other cross that was left to the person that was being carried to the tomb, and he rose from the dead. And so they knew immediately that it was the true cross of Christ. So since then, and this happened either in the year 325 or 326, the feast of the commemoration of the invention, the finding of the true cross, has been kept. And so we rejoice in this great and wondrous gift, because the cross was then divided into different churches and basilicas. The main one stayed in Jerusalem, and others went to Constantinople and to Rome and to other places. And of course, as you know, we also here have a couple of pieces of the true cross, which we use for the veneration of the cross on Good Friday. So today we honor the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the liturgy, which of course is not, it is in the main missal, but is not in the little missals, nothing at all, commemorates and uses a lot of the liturgy for Good Friday and Holy Thursday in the Mass of today. And so today we realize and we give thanks to Christ, who did not deem it too unworthy for him to die, to obey the Heavenly Father unto death, and death on a cross, as the Epistle to the Ephesians says. And as he tells Saint Nicodemus, unless we are born again in Christ by water and the Spirit, we will not have eternal life. And so it is, and this all takes place because of the holy sacrifice of the cross, which we perpetuate in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.